Tesco has reported an underlying decline in sales for the first quarter. It comes on top of the first annual profit decline in two decades reported in February. This morning, the retailer reported UK store sales, excluding fuel, down 1% in the 13 weeks to May 25th. Now, Asian stocks have fallen, led by Japanese shares, after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe laid out what's been referred to as the third arrow in his approach to reinflate the economy there. Mark Murnan, head of trading with Shelburne Markets, is here. Mark, this shock and awe policy being deployed by the Japanese premier, it appeared to be working initially, but it looks like it's turned a little sour, or is it too early to tell at this stage?
Well, I think the Japanese market had, I suppose, over the last 6 months has had such a strong, you know, move. The market is up over 50%. It looks like it's been quite a crowded trade. It has been somewhere that a lot of people have looked to invest money to try and, you know, catch the move that has happened there. And once we see a little bit of a wobble, like we saw last Thursday, where the market was down over 7%, people will look to, you know, exit the market, take some of those profits. And that looks to have continued overnight, the market down about 500 points, the Nikkei. Basically, there are some concerns over the plans that the Prime Minister has to grow the economy and try and inflate their way out of the problems that they've had for the last, you know, couple of decades over there. The earnings that we saw from Japanese companies over the last month haven't really shown signs of large investment by those companies, to try and, you know, move towards the growth that the government are looking at. Also, you know, the move in Japanese bond yields has been negative for the Japanese banks that are hold about 50% of those bonds, and that's stifling their ability to lend as well. So I think a lot of the move in the market was based on expectation of what was going to happen, and people are just a little bit worried and are pulling back their investment there.
Not exactly helping things is what's happening in the US when Ben Bernanke, even the suggestion that they might hold back on their monetary easing policy there, markets seem to go into a tailspin.
Absolutely. It was comments from Bernanke last Wednesday that caused the initial sell-off in Japan, where he said that they may need to look to taper back the quantitative easing policy or the stimulus policy in the States sooner rather than later. And also there were comments overnight last night or yesterday evening from Esther George, who's a Fed member as well, saying that now she has been a dissenter to the quantitative easing policy over there, but she said that they may need to look to pull back quantitative easing. And now economists are betting that it may be as soon as September that we see a pullback in that stimulus in the States. Markets pulled back last night, and we're seeing, you know, a weaker start expected in Europe today. So all eyes are on what happens, in the States. And I think that's really, you know, the what happens with the quantitative easing there is going to drive markets over the coming months.
Europe, meanwhile, you mentioned it there, and it looks like if movements in Europe are being dictated by what central bankers do elsewhere at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the quantitative easing in the States, or the stimulus, runs at about $85 billion a month. So it's very significant. That has been driving markets for the last, you know, certainly the last 6 to 8 months. And I think any pullback there will, you know, drive markets in Europe, Asia, as we saw, you know, happened last Thursday. The move happened after Bernanke's comments. So I think it's, you know, what happens there is going to drive markets globally.
And in a word, ECB meeting tomorrow, another rate cut?
There has been no indication of a rate cut at the moment. I think what is said at the what is said at the press conference afterwards will give us a clearer picture.
Okay, Mark Murnan of Shelburne Markets, thank you very much for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at $1.31 and just under 85.5 pence sterling franc.
Brian, thank you for that.